Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome back. I'm so excited to have you guys here in The Mind Paradox podcast. I do want to thank you guys for tuning in the last first two episodes. I'm so grateful for all the response that I've had. And this episode I'm really excited about because I'm actually going to bring to you guys the topic of talking about our three brains. That's right. We do have three brains. And the reason why I wanted to focus about this is because we need to bring our conscious awareness to our three brains: head brain, heart brain, and gut brain. That's right. The brain is not the only seed of consciousness. In fact, it's through our whole body, and that includes our heart and our gut. They actually work all together to ensure our body functions properly. And it's crazy to think, but we are not only in command of the brain, but also our heart and our gut. So, for example, the heart brain analyzes all the information, they process all the logics to make sense of everything that's happening. We process about 60 million bits of information. Yeah, 60 million, which at the same time, our mind and the brain are working together to delete, distort, and generalize where all the information is going in order to process and operate our world. In fact, it's the way that we see and how we have constructed the view of our own world and how we see ourselves. That's why the brain is so important, because of how we analyze everything that is happening. It has to function in a proper way that it will put everything that we're going in the right direction, in the right category. In other words, our brain and our mind is how we see the world and how we see ourselves. It's how we have created the environment in our external world, and our perception may vary to what we're experiencing. It's crazy to think that our brain does so much for us, because in reality, not only we're just in the mind zone with the brain, but it's also how we wire and we construct the brain of everything that we're dealing every day. That being said, when the brain is wired and firing together, also our heart is working in the same way. The sense of our feelings and emotions is actually being processed through our heart brain. So let me go back and explain this a little bit. The heart brain, it senses the world through our emotions and our feelings. And fun fact, when I learned this, it actually made me a little bit more inspired to take care of my heart a little better, because Aristotle used to think that intelligence was located in the heart and not the brain. Isn't that fascinating? I thought so too. But however, what I also do find fascinating is that our heart communicates about 400,000 neurons to the brain. And that's because the heart also has neurotransmitters. Who would have ever thought that our heart also has neurotransmitters? That's crazy to think. And neurotransmitters are actually the ones that we fire and wire together. So therefore, the signals from our heart influence our emotions and perception, because our heart, it also stores memories. So whenever we're thinking about an emotion or a memory, we're also firing or wiring our heart. That's crazy. We're not only firing and wiring our brain. We've heard multiple times that, oh, where neurons fire together, wire together in the brain, but also our heart. That's insane, because that's the connection that we have with our heart. It also comes with the brain. So let me dive in this a little bit deeper. When we're processing emotions, we're actually firing and wiring our neurons together. So not only wire from our brain, but also from our heart are being wired. And that's why the rhythm of our heart, it's so important. It influences the synchronicities to generate the energy we need to attract the things that we want. So, for example, if we have an emotion and it's coming from the deep bottom of our heart, it's going to influence how we're going to project out into the world, how we're going to behave, how we're going to believe, how we're going to act. It's all interconnected from our heart and our brain. Crazy to think, but that's how our body functions. Just our heart and our brain, when they're interconnected, when they're integrated, when we're firing and wiring those neurons between the two each other, we can actually start thinking and bringing towards the things that we want, because it's coming from the heart. We're actually changing the rhythm of our brain. We're actually changing the rhythm of our heart, because we're starting to think differently. We're starting projecting and reacting differently. So our behaviors and beliefs are going to have different meanings. And that is one of the things that I love really emphasizing with my clients is the way that how are our emotions being processed in our on our heart. For example, affirmations on itself. How are you telling yourself your affirmations? Affirmations probably only worked about 5% of what all the work that you should be doing. If you tell yourself every day, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, but the word beautiful has no meaning in your heart is not going to send any signals to your brain. And therefore, you're not going to have the results that you want. You're not going to feel like you're improving, or you're not going to feel any more beautiful, because if you've never had experience of the emotion of what it's like to feel beautiful, or someone called you beautiful, if you haven't had that memory of what it's like, you're not going to have the signals. And that's how our brain functions. That's how our brain work. They're wired based on what we see, what we experience, what we create in our mind. And it's the most unique aspect of how both the mind and the brain and the heart are interconnected so that we can develop more of the things that we want to create. Okay, but let's be real here. We need to give our heart a little bit more credit for all the job that it does for us, all the energy, the connection between our thoughts, how we feel. Our heart is the checkpoint for our emotions. The cells that are connected in our thoughts and our heart and our brain actually change its structure and the function of how we see our environment. That's why whatever we read, whatever we see, whoever we hang out with, whatever we are surrounding ourselves with has a huge impact of how our cells respond, how our behavior and everything that is happening internally is going to happen. Like I mentioned, it's not just a checkpoint to think, oh, I just have emotions or I have this feeling. They actually work together to generate the things that you want. That's why our heart brain, it's also more important than anything because of all the functions that it's doing for us. All of the things that we're creating, all of the experiences that we want to enjoy and we want to have, they come rooted deeply within us. They're already there. The experiences with our family, the love with our loved one, or just love in general, that's an emotion that's being produced by our heart. And those signals are being sent into the brain so that we can think, so that we can believe, and we can see everything that we're processing daily. They're integrated with each other. The brain and the heart, they're integrated to give you a different perspective, to project different things, and to believe something different. If you're only focusing in one thing and you're only shifting your mind towards one thing itself, that thing is only going to be created to you. And what do we want? We want to be able to focus the things that we want. We want to be able to shift our mind from point A to point B by knowing and acknowledging our feelings. This is completely different of seeing a different perspective from internally, the logical and analyzing the part of your brain. The brain and the heart, they all go together. But let's not just talk about that too. Let's remember that our gut is also a part of our brain. Yeah, that's right. The gut brain transforms information from food to feelings. Now that's a whole different subject because now foods come into play and food brings us feelings, and those feelings go to the heart all the way to the brain. And that's insane. Well, actually it really isn't, because food can provide basically all of the feelings and all of the emotions, and yet we don't really know how to eat. But food is just one of the things that it just gives you so much. And what do we eat? What do we put in our body? And not just that, we have a sensor. Yeah, we have a little tiny sensor in our gut. And yes, that gut feeling that we have, whenever that, oh, I have this gut feeling inside of me. What is it? I have this. That's the sensor that's being activated. It not only activates with food, but it activates based of our perception and our experiences and everything that's going on. That gut feeling, it's real. It's coming directly from our gut that communicates directly to our brain, and it also communicates through our hormones. But let me dive in a little bit more into this because this is fascinating to me. Whenever we get that gut feeling that is coming from our sensor, it goes right through a vessel that it goes right directly to our brain to alert you and to start you have thinking of, well, what's going to happen, or I just have a bad feeling about this, or I just have this gut feeling. And not even just like a bad or negative emotion feeling. It can also be a positive feeling. It could be like, I feel butterflies, or I am excited, or I, all these emotions are coming and you just feel it like in your gut. You know that feeling? Yeah, that feeling is specifically, it's being activated by a sensor in our gut. It will bring you to the awareness of, I am feeling this way. Or all of a sudden, if you start, for example, acne, it's a huge representation of how your hormones are speaking to you. The gut will send you signals to basically identify with you, to let you know that there's something going on. So feelings, emotions, or even your thoughts as well, because everything is interconnected. When you start thinking about a certain emotion and you just have that feeling inside of you, acknowledge where it's coming from, because it could be coming from your gut, it can be coming from your heart, or just your brain alone. But how each of them functions are going to represent to you in the external world, whether it's a skin rash, whether it is a headache, whether it is you can't breathe, or as simple as, oh, I just don't feel good. That is your internal representation of your little brain. It either comes from your head, your heart, or your gut. Because of the way that they're functioning, they're sending you the signals to acknowledge that there's something going on internally. And this is something to also to consider, because if something is going on externally, that is a feedback. It's a representation that something's going on internally. What if it's in your physical body, or if it's around your family, or anything that is going on? That's how powerful our internal representation is. Our head, brain, and gut will give you this information to alert you, to bring you to awareness and let you know, hey, there's something going on. Let's pay attention to that. As soon as you start paying attention to whatever is going on, whether it's that gut feeling, that emotion, that sensation, or even the thought that you cannot get out of your head, that is your body internally speaking to you directly. That's how we need to become fully aware of how our body processes inside of us. Their relationship with ourselves internally, it's valuable. And not only that, but it's huge for our personal development and our growth. So when we actually have the feelings coming from our gut, for example, this is the way that I like explaining that it makes a lot more sense, because we actually have little neurons on our guts. They are called the vagal neurons, which they actually carry the sensory information that we're processing to our brain system. It is actually the link that generates a portal to influence our brain functions. So that little portal that is sending information to our brain, it's actually how it's going to be generated our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings. So know that whenever you get that gut feeling, it's actually sending the information directly to our brain to produce a behavior, to produce a reaction, and to know that that is actually happening internally, so that it can influence you to help you make a decision. And that's why we gotta keep our gut healthy. But not just our gut, our three brains, our heart, our head, and our gut. We need to fuel each one of them with the right protein, antioxidants, carbohydrates, good fats, and especially water. You guys, water is crucial. And actually, research have proven that with dehydration, it leads to stress and being exhausted. In reality, when we think that, oh, we're just exhausted and stressed and overwhelmed, it's actually lack of water. It's as simple as not drinking enough water. The more that we drink water, the better our energy flows. It helps us increase our blood circulation, so therefore it helps us remove toxin and keeps the brain from overheating and having inflammation. So you're not overthinking, or you're not feeling like you're stressed out. Or a huge one that it plays into this is headaches. So the more that you intake your water, you're actually pumping more energy and more blood flow through your whole body. So that's why it functions properly. And that's why it's huge to take care of our body properly. And you know, your three brains help you and support you to have a balanced awareness, not just for food, but how you are internally representing your body. It's the way that we follow our own directions. If we blindly follow the directions of others based on their opinion and how to take care of their health, your health, your life can become like a puppet show of all sorts. And your energy is just all over the place. And that's why all of a sudden you're starting feeling overwhelmed, or you're feeling depressed, or you're just not feeling yourself, is because you're not guiding your direction. You're letting other people guide your direction, your energy. The flip side of the coin of this, it's to become a cause of the events that are happening in our lives. Everything that we read, everything that we watch, our feelings, our emotions, and not only just that, but also what we eat, what we put in our bodies, what we drink. Everything affects everything. And once we choose to become a cause on our own health, the things that we want to create become easily and effortlessly, because now we're in charge of our own representation. We are in charge of our own energy. And that place that we're coming from, it's the sensors that we're activating so that we can create the things that we want. When we're aligned internally and physically, then we start manifesting the things that we want more deeply, because our gut is reacting one way, our heart is reacting one way, and our heart is reacting one way. So when we integrate the three of them with the right proper eating, the right reading, and the right thoughts, then we're starting to create more of, oh, this is aligned because my internal representation is aligned with the things that we want. Your energy is being directed by you, and that includes how your heart is being a cause, how your head is being a cause, and not just that, but also how your gut, how you're feeding yourself. It's a following in the right direction, and it's a flow that our three hearts are being balanced. Once we balance those three, then you're starting directing our energy to shifting to the things that we want. And I want to share this with you guys because this is an exercise that I do this for myself, that it works all the time. And I also share this with my clients so that you know how to internally check in with yourself. Whenever a problem is presenting, ask yourself, where is my reaction coming from? Is it coming from my heart brain? Is it coming from my head brain? Or is it coming from my gut brain? You got to ask yourself internally, where is my reaction coming from? As soon as you identify where it's coming from, then you gotta also ask yourself, what do I wanna learn from this? At that moment, you are rewiring, you're firing your neurons from your heart, from your brain, and your gut to give you a different meaning, to give you a different path. You internally have that power to, as soon as you ask yourself, what do I wanna learn from this? And where is the energy coming from? You're actually balancing your three hearts into place. And that's what we want. That's why I wanted to share this with you guys, because it's not just about my thoughts. It's not just about manifesting the things that we want from our mind. It also comes from our heart and our gut. We gotta align those two so that we can easily and effortlessly move towards the things that we want. We got to be internally aligned with ourselves so that everything that we want to align externally can come to us easily and effortlessly. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening on this podcast about our three brains. If this information resonates with you, or you want me to dive in a little bit more about how our three brains function, shoot me a DM on Instagram. That's ali.salazar. If you did also like the podcast, please share it. Feel free to share it. Write a review. Send some love. I'm really, really excited to share some of the upcoming information, and stay tuned for next Thursday.